I'm sure many of you have heard of the great evangelist Dwight L. Moody. One of the great American pastors of our day actually founded the Moody Bible Institute and did evangelism throughout the world, many people coming to Christ through his ministry. And I want to share the following story about him. Moody was to have a campaign in England. An elderly pastor protested, "Why do we need this Mr. Moody? He's uneducated and inexperienced. Who does he think he is anyway? Does he think he has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit?" A younger, wiser pastor rose and responded, "No, but the Holy Spirit has a monopoly on Mr. Moody." I love that. The Holy Spirit has a monopoly on Mr. Moody. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time with you on this first Sunday of the year, Epiphany Sunday, reflecting with you on what that looks like in our life and how that's manifested, I think, in our first lesson today from 2 Kings. Because the reality is, this is what Elisha wanted from Elijah. He wanted a monopoly of the Holy Spirit in his life. What we see in this story is that Elijah is about to leave the earth. And all the prophets know about it because the Spirit of God's revealed it to them. That's what the Spirit of God does with the prophets. And so, as Elijah and Elisha are walking together, Elijah asks his servant, Elisha, I'm about to leave, basically. Is there anything you'd like to do for you'd like me to do for you or give to you before I leave? And it's interesting. Elisha's immediate answer is, "I want a double share or a double portion of your spirit." Now, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that Elisha could have asked for. I mean, Elijah was a very powerful prophet of God. Incredible miracles, incredible provision through him. He actually caused the famine in Israel by God's word for a period of time, and then by God's word, the famine was ended and time of plenty came. But Elijah was used by God to do some very mighty things. So Elisha had a golden opportunity, if you were a spiritual American Express card, to get whatever he wanted, you know, carte blanche. You tell me what you want, and I'll see what I can do. And yet, what did he ask for? He asked for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. It's almost as if I think Elisha was probably thinking about this. What was Elijah going to say to him? And the answer was immediate. Now, one of the interesting things about Elijah, after he hears this request from Elisha, his response to Elisha was, "You have asked for a difficult thing." It's almost as if Elisha had asked for anything else, a great healing, or maybe great financial provision, or material blessing in some way, that would have been easier than what Elisha asked for. He says, "You've asked for a difficult thing." Now, the reason why this was a difficult thing that Elisha asked for was because it was only a blessing that God could give. It wasn't for Elijah to give. It is God who sovereignly gives his spirit to people. It is God who sovereignly gives the manifestation and gifts to his people and the amount of the spirit that different people receive. That is sovereignly something that is given by God. And so that's something Elijah couldn't do. And that's why he said, "You know what? You've asked for a very difficult thing." But he gave a caveat. "You know what? If you see me when I depart, it's yours." Now, the other interesting thing about what Elisha was asking for as he was receiving a double portion of Elijah's spirit, is that he would be receiving an inheritance that the firstborn son would receive from a father. When the father in a family died in Israel, the eldest son would receive a double portion of his inheritance. So if there were two sons, the eldest would receive two shares, and the youngest would receive the remaining one share. And so what Elisha was asking for was to be recognized as a son in the blessing from Elijah. And what this would mean is that Elisha would be preeminent, prominent among all the company of prophets, all of the prophets in Israel at that time, and God would use Elisha in terms of primacy in the nation of Israel. And so this was a very significant thing that Elisha was asking for. Well, you know how the story goes. He saw Elijah. I imagine Elisha was kind of like a hunting dog. He was right on it. When he heard this, he wasn't going to let Elijah out of his eyes for anything, because this is what he really wanted. And Elijah said, "If you see me when I go, it's yours. If it's not, it's not." And so he was right on Elijah the whole time. So he sees this wonderful, wonderful occurrence. a chariot of fire with horses of fire coming down from heaven, a real theophany, one of three people to ascend into heaven, the other two, Enoch and Jesus. So this is a very special moment. Elijah did not die. He was ascended right up into heaven, took the heavenly elevator right there, and he was there. And Elisha saw it. He saw it happen. And what happened in that moment is that he received a double portion of Elijah's spirit, of the Holy Spirit, from the living God for his ministry. I believe Elisha asked for this because it was what God put on his spirit to ask for. It's almost like Solomon. The Lord came to him as he was going to be king of Israel. And he said, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. And again, Solomon did not ask for all kinds of different things. He simply asked for wisdom to lead God's people. And what did God do? God gave him wisdom and gave him everything else too. So it's really important what you and I ask for. It's really important what you and I ask God to do in our lives, because God will answer that request, but it's a test to see what we're asking for and whether we're really valuing the right thing. Elisha picked the exact right thing, the double portion of Elijah's spirit, and I would just say, the monopoly of the Holy Spirit in his life. In that moment, just like Moody, Elisha in that moment received the monopoly of the Holy Spirit in his life. As he received the double portion of Elijah's spirit, the Holy Spirit would be upon him in a way like never before and be a monopoly in his life and just guide and direct him. There'd be anointing on him like none other, even greater than Elijah. And I'm telling you, I mean, read Kings. Look at what Elijah did. Elijah did some amazing things. And to have a double portion of that spirit, incredible. Well, let me share something with you. I don't know if you realize this or not, but this year, St. John's is celebrating 50 years. It's our 50th anniversary. And so this whole year, we're going to be having parties and gatherings and celebration. There's so many ways in which we've been blessed and so much that we have to be thankful for. And so we're going to invite you to be a part of that, and we hope that you will. One of the things that I've been doing since September of last year is I've been praying about our 50th anniversary. And I've been asking the Lord, well, you know, what's going to be happening during this year? What would you have us do? And we have a planning committee and all that kind of stuff. And this will be the only 50th anniversary I'll be at for this church. I'm not going to be at the 75th. I'm definitely not going to be at the 100th anniversary. I'm going to be somewhere else. not going to be here. So I'm really looking forward to this year with you and to celebrate 50 years. I mean, it's really a golden anniversary and a golden opportunity. But I've been praying, when I was praying about this in September, I said, Lord, what's up with this year coming up? What do you have to speak to us and speak to me? Just like that. Sometimes I have to wait. This one was just like that. Double portion. Double portion. I like to eat two meals. I'm a healthy eater. I like all that stuff. Double portion. And the Lord said, yeah, double portion. Just as clear as day. And so I began to pray into this. And I began to open myself up to this and what this would mean for our lives. What would a double portion look like in my life and in your life spiritually? And in the lives of people around us. What would a double portion look like in terms of this year, in terms of our church and our ministry? And I have to be honest with you, as I was praying about that, there were times where I was excited about it, and there was times where I was like, yeah, Lord, I don't know. And actually, for me, that's a good sign. If I'm struggling with it, then for me, at least, that's a sign it's probably the word of the Lord, and the Lord's calling me to do something that's bigger than I am. That's bigger than I am. You know, the wise men had to follow the star. They followed that star for a number of months. They didn't know where it was going to end up. They followed the star. And they followed that star in faith. And it ultimately was over the Messiah's crib. And you see, the same call is in your life and my life as well. This journey is a faith journey. And I believe God's call on our church and on his church in this coming year is the call of the double portion. That's been my prayer for you. That's been my prayer for me, is I believe God wants to give his people that want to receive from him a double portion of his spirit. And so what does that look like in your life? What can that look like for you? Well, you know what? Very simply, whatever measure of the Holy Spirit you have right now, double. Double. That's what it looks like. Are there areas in your life where there is struggle? You've been praying about it. You've been pressing into it. But I mean, it's like you're between a rock and a hard place. You're not seeing any breakthrough. You're going to see breakthrough. You will. Maybe areas where there needs to be forgiveness. Maybe greater spiritual power. Things that you and I don't even know about yet that will come as a result of the double portion. What I can share with you is this. It brings about change. It will be a change for you. It will be moving in a new direction. And so one of the ways you'll know that this is being birthed in your life is that if God is calling you into something or a direction or giving you a gift and you're struggling with that and say, well, Lord, you know, I've never done this before. Exactly. It's part of the double portion. It's part of an invitation into the more of God. And the reason why I can share this with you is I've been praying about this since December. You guys are just, some of you are just, most of you are hearing it just right now. I've been praying into this since September, and I've been praying for the double portion. I wasn't going to wait till January. I've been praying for it and been, I believe, receiving it. And what I've been receiving is breakthrough in my life. There's been areas of darkness I've struggled with for a long time where more and more I'm walking in the Lord's light and walking in healing and victory in that. And I'm just so grateful for that, so excited for that. There are people in my circle that I've been praying for a long, long time. And there are breakthroughs that are happening for them that are miraculous. There's just no other way to explain it. The prayers that were prayed over them last year, we've been praying for them for literally a decade. One person in particular, and there's been a tremendous healing in her life that is just a real answer from God. And the only thing I can attribute it to, the only thing that changed for me is praying into this double portion. And so, again, you might be wondering, well, Father Joe, what's this going to look like for me? I have no idea. But that's part of the joy. Part of the joy is that if you are open to receiving this word in your life and opening to a double portion of God's Spirit and anointing in every aspect of your being, what I will say is this, there will be more of the Holy Spirit upon you and within you and through you for breakthrough, for blessing, for light, and for a manifestation of his power, his signs and wonders. Because that's what I've been seeing happening in my own life over the past 4 months. So that's for you personally. Would you like that? Does that sound good at the beginning of this year? Another thing that came to mind for me in terms of the double portion is as I was praying about the church, in March or April of this year, we usually give financial gifts to missionaries and other works that we support nationally and internationally. Now, last year, we gave a total of $50,000, which is wonderful. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the year before, we actually gave $22,000, which is great. But we had a discussion at the finance committee. Long story short, as we prayed about it, we said, let's increase that giving. And we ended up increasing it more than double, up to $50,000. We were supporting some new missionaries and some new works that were going on. So, as I was praying about the double portion last year, God brought it even more personally to home. This was part of my struggle. It's like, hey, Joe, what would it look like in March or April to, instead of giving these missionaries and these other national and international outreaches $50,000, what would it look like to give them $100,000? I said, wow, that would be big. That would be a double portion. And what would it look like for you to begin to have this conversation with them and say, hey, you know what, we're celebrating 50 years at St. John's. God has blessed us. We are blessed to be the blessing. And so we want to be a blessing to your ministry. We want to continue to support you like we did last year. But is there a special project? Is there something in addition that you need some funds for that we might be able to give you to help support that? Again, we want to be faithful stewards. We want to not just throw this around, but we want to encourage the more. Before I shared this with the finance committee, just so you know, the providence of all of this, somebody that we're already praying for, Gary in India, it's not Gary India, but Gary in India, because that's where he goes on his missionary work. he came and shared with me what was going on in India. Last year, we supported his ministry, and he traveled there 2 times. But this year, he's going to need to travel 3 times. He's going to need to travel another time because there's another pastor in India who's come to him and said, we want your support. We want the training and healing. We want to become the order, part of the order of OSL. We want to be walking in signs and wonders and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And this pastor is over another group of 50 to 100 pastors. And so he also sent me, he's about as subtle as a Mack truck. Gary sent me a picture of what could be a new church or building, and the name on it was St. John's Healing Center. Little message in there. And the cost of this church would be about $7,000 to build it. It could be a center for worship for them because they don't have that. It could be a center of training and learning about healing. And it's about what we would end up giving to him would be double what we gave him last year. Confirmation to me. I didn't even tell him about this. It was like the Lord was saying to me, you heard me. I know you're struggling with me, which you usually do when you hear me, but you heard me. I just want you to know it from somebody you haven't even talked to about yet as a confirmation of what I'm doing. So again, I just share that with you because I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm excited about this. At first, I was struggling with it, but I am excited. I still have to talk with the finance committee. I still have to talk with the vestry. This still has to be approved, but I wanted to share the vision because I know this is God's vision for us. This is God's vision for his body in this moment, a double portion of his spirit upon his people for this hour to be a blessing in his name. And I'm not done yet because God wasn't done yet. What would it look like in December during the outreach grant celebration? Oh yeah, I'm going there. Last year, we gave 14 different charities $150,000. I mean, that's awesome. Thank God for that. That's a wonderful blessing to them. It meant so much. What would it look like during the year of the double portion to give them $300,000? Oh my, that's a big number. That's a big number. What would it look like, though, to do that and to give a gift to them and say, you know what, we're celebrating 50 years at St. John's. God has blessed us. We're grateful for our partnership with you. We want to support your ministry, but we also want to ask you, is there a special thing that God's calling you to do or a ministry or an outreach that we can maybe partner with you in and give you a double portion to support that? How exciting is that? I know God's in this, and I'm excited to share it with you because I believe that God has blessed us in this place to be a blessing in his name and to share the blessing with others around us and to encourage them and let them know that the Lord God is with them and with us, and God is inviting us into a time of living into the double portion this coming year where we're not only celebrating 50 years in this place of ministry and receiving from God and being a blessing to God, but being a blessing in his name. So you get, you know, in a very real way, this 50 years, it's about us. It's about St. John's. It's about the Lord. It's about celebrating all of that. But I believe the Lord also wants us to make it about them. Hey, we're having a party, and we want you to be a part of the party in a very real and powerful way that will transform the lives of your ministry and the lives that you touch through your ministry in this county, in this nation, and throughout the world. So in closing, I have a very simple question, but it's a really important question. Do you desire a double portion of the Holy Spirit in your life? Because you see, Elisha wanted this. He wanted it. He wanted it with all of his heart. He could have asked for any one of 100 things, but he wanted something specific, and that was a double portion of Elijah's Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the living God. I'm asking you here today, do you want this? I'm saying to you, in faith as your priest, God wants this for you. God, I just know it to the depths of my bones. God wants this for you. He wants this for this his body. He wants this for his people throughout the world in this moment. Will you receive this? Will you receive the monopoly of the Holy Spirit in your life?